In 2011, I gave up smoking and ran my very first race. 2 years later, at age 41, I ran my first full marathon. In 2014, I signed up for the race I swore I'd never do when I started running, the Goofy Race and a Half Challenge at the Walt Disney World Marathon Weekend. A half marathon on Saturday, followed by a full marathon the very next day. I started my 29-week training program, and then I got injured. I may have missed my first try at the Goofy Challenge, but I haven't given up. As long as I keep on my feet, I'll keep trying. So listen along as I go through the ups and downs of chasing the toughest challenge I've ever taken on. And in the end, if I can get through this, then anyone can do it. Now here are this week's highlights in this edition of Matt Goes Goofy. Welcome to Matt Goes Goofy. This is episode 30. I'm Matt. And in this episode, I did get some walking and a little bit of running in. And then there's a little bit of something fun at the end, or at least I hope you find it fun. It was fun for me, at least, to attend and record. So let's just get right to it, because I think I did a pretty fair job of explaining everything that's going on and what comes in at the end. So I'll just let the recordings go, and I'll be back with a wrap-up after that. This is day one of, which I'm going to start calling these episodes of episode 30, because I could have some breaks here and there again, hopefully not with injury, but with doing other things, and vacation time will come around now that this is an ongoing podcast, so we'll just call this episode 30. So I am out for a walk on a chilly night, chilly for Florida. I'm sure everyone above the Florida Peninsula that would be listening to this is thinking that is a ridiculous statement, and I guess it is, but I'm going to go for a 3.1-mile walk, brisk walk. I'm not going to actively try to keep it under 16 minutes per mile pace, but if it does, that's great, so we'll see. So I will be back, though. This is Tuesday, not Wednesday, because I will not be able to go on the park walk on Wednesday, because I'm meeting a relative that is visiting Orlando for dinner, so getting it done a day early. So I will be back after the first mile or so. First mile done, and that came in at 15:47, so I will admit I did kind of try to make sure I got under the 16-minute mark at the end, but I slowed the pace down a little. Should be just over 16. Should be, well, it's going to be over 16, but not over 17. I know it's a pretty wide range when it comes to walking, but that's what it is. So anyway, real quick, why am I doing 3.1 miles? Well, I found another virtual run site that I wanted to check out, and they had a clearance on a medal from 2014. And this site, well, first, I forgot to mention the name, it's called Virtual Nerd Runs. And all their medals are based after, I think, at least the ones I've seen, based after some kind of pop culture theme. And this one is from last year, the leftover from 2014. It's called the Bushwood Challenge. And it has the likeness of the gopher from Caddyshack against a gold golf ball background. So I've always loved Caddyshack, and they were clearing them out at $5, and that included shipping, so that was quite a bargain. Couldn't resist, and it gave me a good test to see if this site was okay, and absolutely was. I mean, metal. Well, first use PayPal, which is always good, because if you do have a problem, you can have PayPal usually solve it for you. But that wasn't the case. Didn't have to worry about that. Metal came within like 3 or 4 days. Came from California, so I'm about as far away from California as you can ship in the continental U.S., so shipping time was not bad at all. So now these races, you can do anytime, and any distance. Now, so I could have done a mile, could have done 10 miles, but I figured, why not do a traditional race distance at 3.1 miles, which is a 5K, for my first virtual medal of the year. So that's what I'm doing. So when I'm done this, I'm going to go home and award myself my first medal of the year. So I'll be back after mile two, four, and a different kind of update. Not sure what. I'll figure it out, and you're actually going to hear it next. Mile two is done, and I don't know the exact time on that, because I'm using the Runkeeper app, which is not currently configured to tell me that on the heads-up display on the front screen. I know it's somewhere in the app, but I really didn't need it, because it said my average pace was, at that point, was 13:36, so it had to have been faster. Now,
I can't really do the math right now off the top of my head to tell you exactly how much faster that was, but I'm still within that 16 minute pace, which I'm actually going to try to finish this out now. And then technically, if I'd been doing this at Disney, I'd get a medal there, so not that that should stop me or stop anyone else from just getting out there and doing it, but what the hell, it's a goal for tonight. So 1.1 to go, and then I'll have finished my first official News as sanctioned race. Yeah, I don't even know what sanctioned means, but my first virtual race of the year, and I'll be back at the end of that. All right, 3.1 is done, and the average speed said I was at 15:29, so I went even faster again, and thus earned my medal by the 16 minute per mile rule that no one set. So really, I was going to earn it whether I did it or not. It just became a secondary goal, so there. I think that's a big step in the road back to whatever I'm doing next. I mean, Goofy is the ultimate challenge, but got some things between there, so I got about a block walk to the house. I'm cooling off and going to award myself the medal. I'll probably take a picture of it, put it on Niaz's Facebook page, and call it a night. But for this show, we'll be back with my day two run after this. This is the recording for day two and three, neither of which I did any walking or running, but I figured I would do a quick recording to explain why, just to help fill out the story of the week. It has been really cold for Florida. I will admit that, for Florida. Nothing like up north. But it's not. I'm not avoiding the cold of running. I'm telling you this because the cold seems to be tightening my knee up to the point that I'm having some considerable stiffness and a little bit of pain. Now, I know this is something I'll have to overcome, and it could be just part of the healing process, but I do have my follow-up doctor's appointment Monday. Today is a Friday, and I'm still not really in crunch time for my leg of the Ironman relay team, so I figured while I can, this little bit of time I have before I am in crunch time, I kind of have the luxury, I can't think of the other word I'm looking for, but I have this is an opportunity to take it easy because I will be seeing the doctor so soon. So I'm playing it safe is what it comes down to. Now I hope to, it's been actually pretty decent during the day. So now that the weekend is here, I'm hoping to get out during the daylight and not have so much pain and not be in any kind of danger. I may not be in danger, I may be, but like I said, since I have the time to kind of pick and choose, and while I'm on the mend and while the doctor appointment is coming, that's what I chose to do. So instead of explaining that at the beginning or the end at the studio recording, I thought I'd put it here in the middle, and I have intentions of having a walk or two now that the weekend's here following this. Not entirely sure what day to call this because I did that strange recording saying I wasn't doing anything for 2 days, so I'll just call this the long walk day. I am out. It's Saturday afternoon. It's like 11 o'clock, not quite afternoon. Going for the walk. I was thinking my original intention was to do 4 miles. 1 mile walk out, then a slow run walk for 2 miles, and then a mile back. But something came up that by about 4 o'clock today, I will be on my feet for like from 4 o'clock till midnight, so for 8 hours. So I didn't really want to stress out my knee with that coming up. And then I wasn't going to run Sunday because I wanted any swelling that came down from any exercise I did on it to be gone when the doctor looked at it so he gets a good look at what's going on in my knee. So I think ultimately it's just going to be a 4 mile walk that I'm going to now actively try to keep under 16 minutes per mile. And again, like I said in the last recording, taking the what little time I have left to take advantage of being able to take options of just walking or whatnot with the doctor appointment coming in, really won't be in crunch time until actually next week. Next weekend, I have to either really start a road back to a running regimen for the Ironman or come up with a different plan or possibly a replacement. So I guess I am gonna walk it. Maybe I know me well enough to I'll probably jog a little and that could be dangerous. Let's see if I have any willpower today to keep from doing that, just
to keep from getting hurt so close to possibly being healed. So I'll be back after a little while to give some kind of report. Well, the first mile is done, and it was 15:27, excuse me. So I did get it under the 16 per minute mile pace I'm trying to hit today. That's really about it. Not much eventful today, so I will be back in the next mile. Maybe I'll tell you about what I am doing tonight, because it is interesting, and it kind of harkens back to something I did earlier in this series. So, yeah, I will actually tell that story after the next mile. Mile two done, and I came in at 14:56, so I actually apparently picked up the pace a little bit. So, now back to why I'm on my feet tonight. If you've listened to the show through the whole series, you'll remember at least one night, if not two. I know it was one night. I think it was just one night. Well, Halloween Horror Nights had come along during this training, and I had taken a recorder into a haunted house in a couple of the shows, or at least one of the shows. So now, tonight, starts a new series or a run of events, period of events for Universal Studios, and that's Mardi Gras. That's where they do a Mardi Gras themed parade where they throw a ton of beads and there's music, and that's, well, I guess that's the big thing. There's probably a lot more to it. I just, at this point, kind of just it all runs together, I guess. But anyway, there's a concert every Saturday night, and usually a name you heard of. They've actually been getting more and more current acts as the years go by. But tonight is not, well, I certainly did not want to say anything bad about this performer, but tonight is Olivia Newton-John, and me and my wife decided to go. And if you've been a longtime Neozaz listener, you know that's kind of been a running gag in many of our podcasts, particularly her song Xanadu. We've done her movie Xanadu on the Grady's. I referenced it, used the music for it in the Xanadu Home of the Future episode of Attraction Obsession, and it's come up in the D13 show, our very first podcast series, like from 8 years ago. So we figured it doesn't cost us anything. We like some of her songs. What the hell, we'll go. I think the performance is usually last about 90 minutes, so there should be at least four songs. I can think of four Olivia Newton-John songs, I say that. Hopefully those four get played to break up the other songs I don't know. So I'm going to take the recorder. Like I said, it's a parade and then the concert. Don't know what kind of audio I'll capture, but I'll give it a shot. And if I get some good stuff, it'll be on at the end of this recording before the wrap-up, before the episode wrap-up. So that is it for now. I still got 2 miles to go, and I'll be back at mile three. Mile three done, and that came in at 14:44, so even faster that time. And knee is holding up pretty good. Even with just walking, when I cross that 2 mile mark, I kind of started to get a ache and a little bit of a discomfort. I wouldn't say pain, at least nothing compared to the injury pain, but not so much now. Now and again, kind of maybe I overstep a little bit because I pick up my pace and maybe overextend my knee a little bit, and that is certainly when I say overextend, I may be using the wrong term, but I'm talking about when your knee kind of is in a position where your leg tries to bend it backwards, which of course it doesn't do. Normally it just kind of, my knee resists, but ever since the injury and right now as it's healing, oh yeah, it tells me don't do that ever again. So every once in a while I do that and get a little bit of pain saying, reminding me to kind of shorten my stride, but yeah, that's about it. Did a little podcast multitasking while I was there. We are about to launch a new video series called We're Bored, where Christy and I play the odd, I wouldn't say the oddest board games you find, because there are some odd board games that are just unplayable. These are ones that we can play and have a little bit of fun with and talk about. And she picked one out on eBay called the McDonald's board game, and that is the McDonald's, the fast food one. And it was coming down to the last 10 minutes at one point. I was on a run. I was watching it. I had already put a bid in. And lo and behold, I won with my original bid. It's apparently hard to believe that game's not in high demand. So look for that in a future episode of We're Bored, which the entire series will be coming soon. Say like another 2-3 weeks. Was the guy wrong? So that is it for mile three. I'll be back at mile four, which will also be the end of the long walk day. And yeah, that's it. I'll be back then. Mile four done, and I'm home. And that last mile came in at 15:33, so I slowed down there in the end. But I hit my goal of keeping under a 16-minute per mile pace, and actually worked up quite a sweat for just walking. And it's not very hot out. It's in the low. It was in the low 60s when I left, so maybe mid 60s now because it's noon. But anyway, knee feels pretty good, I will say. I won't get my hopes up that it's going to stay like that, but for right now, pretty good. Should hold me up for the 8-hour event tonight. So that is it for this, and likely the week. I won't be doing anything tomorrow, which is Sunday, because the following day, which is Monday, I have the doctor's appointment, and I don't want to swell up my knee. So that's it. We'll go to the wrap-up and possibly some Mardi Gras stuff here. So I'm not sure. I'll do my best. But either way, that is it until next week. Yeah.
So that is episode 30, and as I mentioned in the recordings, I'm now referring to them as episodes instead of weeks because there's just going to be some weeks that I miss, because now that this is ongoing, the real life starts to step in. There's vacations, there's work projects and whatnot, so wanted to keep the numbering scheme going, keep it chronological, so all I really did was just change weeks to episodes, so no big deal. Don't even think that was worth explaining twice now, but what the heck. So, hope you enjoyed that. Hope you enjoyed the little bit of fun at the end. And as a follow-up to the entire week's events, the walking, the running, and standing on my knee, or standing on my leg all evening, my knee held up pretty good. There's always that tenderness the day after when I get a good night's sleep, or even any kind of night's sleep, or some rest on it for quite a few hours. Things tighten up, and I think that's just a part of life now until this injury is 100% healed, and in fact it may be on the healing side now and things just need to loosen up because the muscle is, or the tendons, whatever, everything, there's so much in the knee. Everything in that knee now is kind of being worked as if it was being worked for the first time. It's starting to loosen up all over again in a sense. So I'm doing the best I can with it. So far so good. And I'll just keep hoping for the best. And I guess that's enough about that because there's nothing else to really say. I just said it all. So I will stop talking and say thank you for listening, and I will see you in the next episode. Matt Goes Goofy is part of the NeoZazz Internet Entertainment Network. For more great audio series and original entertainment, visit our website at neozazz.com. Matt Goes Goofy is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Walt Disney Company or Run Disney. All Disney and Run Disney events, names, and Run Disney and Disney-related material is copyright and trademark the Walt Disney Company. To follow all the episodes of Matt Goes Goofy, subscribe on iTunes or visit the Matt Goes Goofy website at mgg.neozazz.com and follow all the NeoZazz series on the NeoZazz Facebook page at facebook.com/NeoZazzPodcast.